So, Mr. Oates, I've got to ask you, this next song, do you know John?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah, not so, personally, but I am aware of his contributions to music.
Okay. Because his wife used to own a restaurant nightclub in Clarence called Penny Lane.
Oh, yeah.
And we play there frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we did the outdoor summer gigs at Penny Lane, John would join us on piano.
That's nice.
And he is a masterful, classically trained pianist.
Yes, he is. Very talented.
I mean, he's not just some jamoke up there telling jokes to Pointy Pointy.
Yeah.
He's a masterful musician. Who I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is John Volpe. And he would always keep it clean, you know, when he was with us. And he also kept it clean when he was hanging out with them idiots. And that's how you do it with John Volpe.
Oh, I don't know if there's anybody left in Western New York that does not know what John Volpe is most famous for.
Probably anybody under 50 would not know.
Concerts that are lyrically a bit north of PG?
A bit, yeah.
Right?
Dr. Dirty.
And I've heard this. I've never seen this firsthand, but I've heard that there were times when he'd have crowds that were unruly, not playing along nicely, and John would stop what the patrons came to hear and would dive into his classical pianist repertoire and,
right,
would play classical pieces and
win them back.
Yeah, just kind of like shut everybody out. And,
yeah.
Which I think is really funny if he did actually do that.
He can work a crowd.
I love that.
He knows how to work a crowd. Yeah. I just had a listener text me saying, I'm probably dating myself, but I remember seeing him at the After Dark quite frequently.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yes, he goes back that far.
Yeah, I snuck into the After Dark a couple of times.
Did you?
Yeah, I mean, I was like 16 when it was still open.
So you couldn't sneak into the Keystone 90s?
I could not.
No.
No.
Okay.
No, but I did play it DJs in Wright's Corners. Mm-hmm. Remember DJs? Mm-hmm. Yep. And Wally's across the street.
Right.
I was playing those clubs when I was 16.
Oh, wow.
All the time. Jack was like, Jack and D. That was the
yeah.
He's like, just don't be a... and you'll be fine.
Who is this kid whose musical instrument weighs more than he does?
He does, yes. Right? Yeah. And it was back before wireless systems were around.
Yeah.
So I had like this 100-foot cable. I went out in the parking lot, was still playing, you know, and then I had one of my buddies just roping the cable back in for me. So we were doing the antics at 16 even then. And then when Jack was getting a little older, not feeling well, he was in the hospital, I would sneak him into little Miller ponies.
Yeah. Oh,
so,
yeah.
So we could have an afternoon or a morning cocktail.
Oh, nice.
So I had a friendship with him right up to the bitter end. But what a life it was.
Listen, I'm all on board for these ethnic celebrations.
Yes.
But I got to say, Dingus Day is kind of a tough one for radio because... smacking someone with pussy willows is more of a sight gag, right?
It is, yes.
And squirt guns don't work around all this electronic equipment.
Nope.
So it's really kind of hard. I mean, other than the polkas, it's really kind of hard. Unless you brought some microwavable potato and cheese pierogi that I don't know about. You know, I'm on board with that, too.
No, and, Paul, you're not going to believe this. We have actually upgraded. I scored... us an electric toaster oven.
You did?
I did. So now we can toaster oven with a convection thing in it, a fan. Yeah, it's a convection toaster oven thing. Yep.
You could almost sleep over now.
Well, except right? They took away our couches.
Oh, well, then there's that, yeah. Because you need a rollaway or something and you're all set.
Because I have slept here.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when we still had the couches.
Yeah.
Because I would play a gig. And if it was a late, late gig.
Oh, and you passed yourself in the middle of the night, right?
Exactly. So I just stopped. Just crammed out on the couch for a couple hours, got up. Major woke me up, you know, when he got here at like 1.
Yeah.
Like, dude, I just went to sleep. Oh, sorry. And then away we went.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I used to sleep in the parking lot of a retail store that I worked at as well. We were... televisions, appliances, you know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And I would gig. And then, of course, then there I had to wear a suit. So I would just hang this suit up in my van. And I would leave a note on my windshield for somebody to wake me up when they walked by. Because it was before cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so somebody, the first person to get there, would rap on my window, say, get up! And so I'd get dressed in the van, come back out, open my little shiny suit, and away I went. Sold appliances all day after that.
Very nice.
Yeah, because I lived in Middleport and mm-hmm. was gigging in Buffalo, mm-hmm. and the store was in off a of milestone, mm-hmm. So yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Crazy.
So speaking of a lot of fun, one of the many reasons that you're here, is all the fun that we had Saturday night at the Lockport's historic Palace Theater.
A reminder once again: there is not a bad seat in the house.
Exactly.
There isn't.
No.
When the BPO played there, when was it? In the fall?
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl and I sat in the last row at the top of the balcony. It's like the last car on the Comet. You haven't lived until you've been on the last car of the Comet or in the last row. And what better thing to hear from up there to test the acoustics than the BPO, right?
That's right.
Sound was just phenomenal. It was just phenomenal.
Yep.
Yeah, there is not a bad seat in the house.
There really is not.
And Kenny Hawkins and Kenny Bird just brought it. Nearly 4 hours of entertainment.
Yes, it was.
For $25.
Just under 4 hours, yeah.
Either one of those two acts was worth the $25 all night long.
Oh.
You know, but to get both of them together like that was just...
Oh.
It was just tremendous.
Yeah,
great
yeah.
Night.
I mean, Bird just killed me when he was doing that tapping on the shoulder thing of the for the audience, just to give you a visual. Kenny Bird is a ventriloquist, and he would get members of the audience to come up and help him on stage, and so he picked him one man and one woman. And they came up on stage, and the gag was that when he tapped one of them on the shoulders, they would go up and down off of their knees, you know, and then open and close their mouth. And then he would just tap until he wanted them to stop. And so just picture people you know, used to doing what flexes, I suppose.
And as they opened their mouth, Kenny would provide the vocalizations.
Yes. Yes, and it was absolutely hilarious.
To Here Comes Peter Cottontail.
Yes.
It's tough to visualize how funny that was.
Yes.
But he had the crowd crying.
He did.
When you laugh so hard you cry, that's what he had.
Yep. And then he flipped him, had the guy in the girl spot and the girl in the guy spot. And that's when I lost
And flipped
it.
The voices.
Yeah, yeah.
With the very deep guy's voice for the girl.
For the girl,
and vice versa.
Yes. Yeah. And the girl's voice for the guy.
Well, you know, he's played to so many crowds in so many places all over the planet for decades. He knows how to work a crowd.
He sure does.
You know?
Yep.
And for me, there are a lot of talented ventriloquists.
Yeah.
But knowing how to work off a crowd and ad-lib and you know, that's just a talent that he has and has developed over the years. And he's just
absolutely
a wonderful entertainer.
And he comes down into the crowd. He brings his wireless microphone with him, sticks it in his pocket, brings his doll down with him, and starts interacting with the crowd in the crowd.
Yeah.
And what a hoot that was.
Yeah.
The only observation I made was, as I don't understand why the palace didn't have a spotlight operator.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
They had to turn the house lights up when he came down.
Yeah.
And I would have thought they would have had a spotlight. But other than that,
yeah. It was... I don't think it interrupted the flow of things, though.
No. Just a suggestion.
Nice, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, man, he was just so much fun, and he's such a humble human being. And that comes across in his performance as well, mm-hmm. his humility.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes him even funnier because there's no pretentiousness.
And then he came out in the crowd and he enjoyed Kenny Hawkins and friends with all the rest of us.
Yeah, he was right next to us, yeah, digging the tunes.
And they did some surprising things. They did some original tunes.
Yep.
They did a couple of country songs.
Yep.
They were all over the place.
Yeah.
Two great sets. The second set.
Oh, blew my face off.
I did not know that the lead singer of Kool & the Gang for the last 30 years is a gentleman from Lackawanna, New York.
Neither did I.
I did not know that. I don't know. I missed that memo. But
so did I.
Yeah. So they call on him. He clearly did not know they were going to call on him. They pull him out of the crowd and brought him up on stage, and they played a Kool & the Gang song, and he sang lead on it and really worked the crowd. And that was like a bonus.
Who knew that we'd have Kool & the Gang in that concert venue?
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of Buffalo Music Hall of Famers,
one legend after another,
in the audience.
Yeah, that had to be a rush for you to be watching.
Oh,
especially,
absolutely.
You know, do you I wanted to ask you this: do you watch the bass player?
Always.
Like, do you focus on the bass player and
always?
And,
yeah,
and what drummer. He or she is playing.
Yes,
you do.
Absolutely.
And how they're playing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you steal things?
Absolutely.
If you can steal things. Yeah.
Any chance I get, I will steal a lick from another bass player.
Right.
Because there is always something to be learned.
Absolutely.
No matter who is playing the bass, it doesn't matter if they're more qualified than I am, or if I am more qualified than they are.
Yeah.
There's always something you can steal. I don't care if it's just one little passing note that, hey, I didn't think of that. And
right.
And that's the takeaway for the night. Now, he had a 6-string bass, which is, in the way that I grew up, is 2 more strings more than necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a traditionalist. I'm a Fender 4-string guy, mm-hmm. Fender bass. And so, but the way that he used those 6 strings was really, really tasty. Because he used the low notes.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't play it like a guitar.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of guys will play a 6-string bass like a guitar, and I will tell them, to, you know, if you want to play guitar, go
Stop
buy
that.
A guitar.
Stop that!
Right. Be a bass player. If
right.
you can play bass, play bass. And that's what this cat did. He played bass.
Cool.
And he knew how to use those really low notes without making it sound like he was coming from the bottom of a mud puddle.
Yeah.
And so, real tasty player, cool guy. And the drummer.
One
that really just, he peeled my face off. I had to go into the restroom and reattach my face during the break because of what that drummer did. I mean, just amazing.
I'm picturing Raiders now in the opening of the Ark of the Covenant and the guy's face melting.
Yes, that was me.
That was you.
Yes, yeah. And here I am in the men's room going, oh, geez, I'm going to get this done before it's too late.
And 2 keyboard players.
Yes.
You don't see that very
often. Yes, and they never stepped on each other.
Never. Not once.
Not once. One guy was playing synth, the other guy was playing keys or piano.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, that guy could sing too, couldn't he? The one piano player?
Yeah. Great pipes.
He was singing higher than the girl for those harmony parts.
Yep.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
And of course, Kenny Hawkins brought the fire once again.
Oh my gosh!
Had you ever seen him play Purple Rain in
no.
person? Yeah, that's legendary. That's
I got to tell you, I like that version of Purple Rain better than Prince's.
Yeah,
and it takes a lot for me to like a version better than the original.
It's hard to believe that anyone could play that part.
Yes,
that well.
Yeah, if not better.
If not better, yeah.
Right. Yeah, I think Kenny is a better guitar player than Prince was, but and Prince was no slack. You know, Prince was a
indeed
an excellent guitar player. I mean,
so once again, thanks to Flo Hawkins for
yes.
bringing together her husband,
yes,
and her friend from childhood,
yes,
and making that night happen. Because
and they live here in Lockport.
That's right. That's right.
Kenny, I mean, this guy is like world renowned guitar player, lives right here in Lockport, New York, and I never knew it. I'm like, wait a minute, how come I'm not hanging out with this guy? You know?
Because you're a bass player, Eric.
Ouch!
You are not worthy.
I am not. More to come here in Hometown 1340 with our very own Paul Oates, Hank Nevins. My name is Eric Cook. Stick around. We've got some more fun and shenanigans coming up on this Dingus Day 2026. That's it. That's how you do it.
Nothing says Happy Easter Monday better.
Yeah, than the Cheektowaga, Cheektowagas Posta.
Yeah. Now, a Cheektowaga Polka as opposed to a Cheektowaga Patio. You know what that is?
No, pray tell.
Okay. So you clean out the garage. No vehicles. No nasty tools. You make it spotless.
In Cheektowaga?
Cleaner than most people's living rooms. You make your garage spotless. And then you put a couple of lawn chairs in there. And you get a screen that covers where the garage door would normally cover. And you have yourself, well, after you get the Utica clubs,
yes.
and you have yourself a Cheektowaga patio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And who knew you could have a clean garage in Cheektowaga?
Yeah, it can't be in a nasty garage, because then you lose the whole patio effect. You know.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it has to be smooth and clean.
There it is.
So Paul, Oates, is that, what ethnicity is that?
Irish.
Irish. Okay, so you and I both, we don't quite qualify to be into the whole Dingus Day thing.
We don't.
No.
But everybody, you know, if everybody is Irish on St. Patrick's Day,
right.
why can't everybody be Polish on Dingus Day?
Agreed.
What's wrong with that?
Agreed. I can spell words wrong.
Mm-hmm.
With the best of them.
All the letters are silent. What?
Yeah, exactly. The vowels? Who needs them? Yeah. You got Y and W that are sometimes vowels.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and if your last name ends in a vowel, you're in.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
good to go.
There's no question about that. But so Mrs. Oates and I had an awful lot of fun.
Yeah, putting you two next to each other probably wasn't the best idea. We already had our seats. I told you I bought the first two seats.
I know.
For Kenny and Kenny at the Palace Saturday. I had as soon as the tickets went on sale, I got the first two seats, and I picked the two that I. You know, where I like to sit. And then you roll up. It's like, how did you know we were there?
You had mentioned when you were on the air that you bought the seats way in the back by the sound booth.
I did, yeah.
And so when I went to buy my tickets, and the lady says, these seats are available. I saw the two seats by the sound booth taken. And I went, I want those two right next to those two.
Oh, boy.
Please and thank you. And she went, okay. I handed her my money. I walked away with a big smirk on my face.
Yeah.
And
and as luck would have it, Eric, the bass player, ends up sitting next to Mrs. Oates.
Right. And so now we have been dubbed Statler and Waldorf.
Yeah. That's pretty much
Oh, what fun, though. I mean, we had a blast. She's a riot, man.
Oh, boy.
She is an absolute hoot.
We're going to have to change the seating next time.
Just not tell me.
Yeah. Just not tell you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Eric, you're up there. Right now.
I'll find you. Trust me. I got the super sniffer. I will find you. I can't tell you how much fun we had. Just a... bantering back and forth during the show, and I gotta tell you, that who is that? I'm gonna get this right. Oh, wait a minute. From listeners. Is that Mr. Oates I hear? Yes. He said, maybe he's getting tired of politics in City Hall. I'm like, dude, he quit that job like as soon as he got it. 10 years ago.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man, what else? Oh, I guess that's about it for the...
Tell him the only reason I'm here is because you went to the front door to have a smoke, and I was standing there like
yes.
a refugee, and you
yes.
let me in.
That's... Yep. I got another listener says he's not wrong about the Cheektowaga patios. He says a couple of folks nearby have screened-in garages with bars and flat-screen TVs and couches.
Yep.
And then he admits, he says, I have a projector and a screen in mine.
Mm-hmm.
And who would this listener be? I won't mention any
okay.
names.
All right.
However, his initials are Frank Miller, and he's a station manager here.
Yeah, he lives. He lives in
right close.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
right
he
in
could,
the thick of things.
He could spit from his house, and I think, and hit Cheektowaga.
Yeah.
So, but no names will be mentioned.
I without mentioning names, I know some people in Lockport that have Cheektowaga patios.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't yeah. matter where you have it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be in Cheektowaga.
Right. Right.
It's just yeah.
Yeah. In the words of Charlie Daniels, I ain't even got a garage. You can call home and ask my wife. Best line in Uneasy Rider.
Wow.
Ever.
Yeah, that's right. That's what that's from.
Yep. Great
oh, wow.
stuff.
Oh,
that's man.
Throwback.
It really is. What fun. What fun it is. So, did you and Mrs. Oates have a nice Easter? What did you do?
We had dinner at a family gathering.
Nice.
And, yeah. Yeah. Big table.
Big table, yeah.
And, yeah.
So, you nice. Didn't have to cook.
No, she didn't have to cook.
You know, it's funny because...
You have to qualify that.
Yes, we went to the store and got a nice ham, you know, and spiral mm-hmm. thingy things and a big bag of potatoes. And we were getting ready to do the Easter thing. But it's just the two of us, so we figured we'd feed some of the neighbors and whatever. And then at 6 o'clock or 6:30 Sunday morning, her son texts and says, we're having dinner over at the other in-laws. You want to join us? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't have to ask twice.
That's right. So the ham is still in the fridge. I'm certain that Mrs. Eric will probably have it make it to the freezer here before long. So
great.
We went, ate, had a great time. Of course, I got home about 2 hours past my bedtime. So it was a little tough getting up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But it was well worth it because... We didn't have to cook. We didn't have to clean. We just came, we ate, we conquered, and we left.
Mm-hmm.
And the bonus is we got to see the grandkids.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, that worked out then.
Oh, it's great because you can play with them and then put them back when you're done.
Right. Sugar them up and send them home.
That's exactly what we did because they had those little mini cupcakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one is never enough because they're too small. So, you know, you just... Sneak them under the table or sneak them around behind your back. They know how to do it. The kids know the game. Once Papa's going with the candies and the sweets,
yep.
They are putting in my hands. I say, just putting in the hands. Now, of course, Mom and Dad, I just look at them and go, do you remember when? And they're like, all right. And they just put their hands
up. Goes around, comes around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the weather didn't let us down either. You know, perfect, yeah. perfect Easter Sunday, windy and cold.
Yeah,
you know,
right? Yeah, absolutely. Just what we needed
right.
for indoor sports.
Just about what you'd expect.
Yeah, we could have gone kayaking in our backyard, I think, because of the rain. But, man, mm-hmm. what are you going to do?
Might be sunny in 70, then it might snow, you know.
All in the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what we've got, and that's the way we like it. Because otherwise we wouldn't be here, right?
That's right.
That's right.
So is the trivia question hard today?
I haven't picked it out yet.
Should I leave early? You know, because if my coffee runs out, you know, technically I can leave early.
We have a coffee machine now.
Oh.
A Keurig coffee machine, so it will be fresh and hot.
Okay.
Of course, I might have to go get some sewer water from the bathroom, but we'll have water for it.
And one other clarification, this $1,000 giveaway?
Yes.
I didn't hear the disclaimer for that. Usually there's one that follows that. Is there anything in the disclaimer that says former employees of WLVL Radio are not eligible?
There is not.
There's no disclaimer
like that. No, because you were never a member of the Kenmore Broadcasting
family.
That's
true. That's true.
That's right.
I was here under Culver Communications.
That's
the
correct.
Entire time.
Yes. So you qualify to be a wiener.
But that might be a bad look.
It might be.
That might be a
because knowing you're
look.
Lucky, you'd win the damn thing.
How are you going to explain that one?
I know, right?
Oh, the fix wasn't on there.
Yeah, no. Even though it truly is just the draw.
Oh, yeah.
Draw of the hat.
You randomly drew Oates' number, right?
It's only because he knew how to spell ATM.
Right.
Because the rest of us were from Cheektowaga.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. I think we probably better go now.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, come on.
Hometown 1340, WLVL, Lockpoint.
Stream us live at WLVL.com.
So I got to tell you, we had a lot of fun at Mills Jewelers the other day as well. I think I told some of your listeners on Friday they had their Easter egg hunt.
Hmm.
And so Mrs. Eric and I went in and, you know, played Easter egg hunt. And, of course, she had to win a couple of little gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that comes we're going to get them mounted on a gemstone thing. And she has a nice little pendant coming. It's absolutely beautiful. She loves it. It was easy. It was fun. And in about 4 weeks, it'll be done. You know, they have to mount it and do all that jazz. But what a nice thing for George to do, just giving things away like that.
Yeah, very nice.
It was very cool. I mean, you know, we had to pay for the mounting and the pennants, but it was a hoot. It was a blast.
Can I tell a really quick Mills Jewelers story?
I think you should. Yes.
Several years ago, and it was this time of year. Several years ago, someone had said to someone, I'll leave it generic. Someone had said to someone, "Oh, that poor man." Like, what poor man? Oh, they made him dress up in that rabbit costume again. They made him dress up like that. That's George Fritz. He owns the place. Oh.
Oh.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, that poor man.
That conversation actually took place, though. That poor man.
Oh, that's hilarious. Too funny.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, good morning, everybody. You're listening to Wake Up Niagara. Here on Hometown 1340 WLVL.
All these polkas, this polka here and that polka over there. And
there's a polka here and a polka there and a polka everywhere.
Wow.
And as Barry Lillis would say, we had him on as a guest one time.
Mm-hmm.
Barry, and he could not remember for the life of him Wake Up Niagara.
Really?
For some reason, it just had a brain fart.
Yeah.
And so he's like, get out of bed, Niagara. That's what he said.
That's perfect.
And so I have, of course, borrowed that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to continue to borrow it from now until the day I'm not
and
here
it
anymore.
With the ornery old man scream, too.
Yes.
You know, right?
Oh, he's great at it. Yeah, I love Barry. Yep.
You've had more polkas today than a Polish wedding. You know,
I have, yes. And you know when the next time I'm going to play a polka is?
Next year at this time.
You are exactly correct.
Yeah. Yep. You know, when years ago, Eric.
back when you had to walk uphill to school both ways in your bare feet.
When Hank and I were hauling sound system equipment all over Western New York, depending on the ethnicity of the wedding, you know, you might play several polkas, or you might just play one for the handful of people there that wanted to dance to a polka, which is exhausting just to watch. You know, just watching people do a two-minute polka, I'm tired just watching them. But every now and then, every once in a while, someone would come up and ask you to play a Rhinelander.
Oh, my.
Now, to this day, I have no idea what the difference is between a polka and a Rhinelander. I can't tell you the difference in the music or how they dance to it or anything. But every once in a while, it was a very specific request. Do you have a Rhinelander? So I always carried with me one Rhinelander. And I think Hank had the same one.
Yeah.
I think we both had the same Rhinelander. And they'd come up, can you play a Rhinelander? Yes, I can. And they'd almost be like, really? You have one?
Yeah.
Don't ask me for two, though.
Right. What's the difference between a polka and a Rhinelander? About two syllables.
Yeah, right.
Other than that,
that's about it.
We got nothing. Absolutely nothing. Shoot, what was I going to...
I'm sure it was brilliant, whatever it was.
Absolutely, right? Yes. There was a piece of brilliance right at the tip of my tongue, and now it is not.
Was it related to this theme?
It probably was. Hmm. It's gone.
Maybe you were going to say that this is the first Masters since 1994 that neither Tiger Woods nor Phil Mickelson will be playing.
How did you know?
Ah, see?
Yeah, now Tiger, when he had that little mishap and his car somehow mysteriously ended up on its side, mm-hmm. did you see any of the photos of him post-incident?
I did.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, Tiger, dude. Can you look at me with both eyes at the same time? I don't think so.
Yeah.
He's got issues.
I'm still in awe of his play on the course.
Oh, amazing, yeah.
And his personal life has been almost a running punchline for quite some time now. But I can't get over the fact that I feel bad for him because the number of surgeries and yes. what he did to his body to achieve the level of greatness that right. he achieved on the course.
Right.
And he did. He sacrificed his body in a lot of ways.
He did. Pain pills, man, they're tough.
You can't applaud someone who gets pulled over for DUI, but boy, if there's anybody that I can understand
right.
would be taking things to medicate their condition
right.
with everything he's been through and all the surgeries and everything.
Just to dull the pain, yeah. But, you know, with the hydrocodones that he was on, did anybody tell him that if you take them too many, you get constipated?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's when I had my surgery, they gave me some of those, and I took one, and then I realized the side effect of it. Yeah. And I'm like, you can take these back now. I'll take some Tylenol or something. I'm good. You know, that was the extent of my hydrocodone use was one. Nope, no more after that. I like to be regular.
Did you hear the morning show? Yeah, I think Eric's constipated again.
Yep. Waldorf and talking about
that's right.
Off the roof. Oh, man. So, Paul, how is your spelling? Are you a good speller?
Usually. There's a couple words that trip me up every time, but I always have Webster's Unabridged right there. I constantly mm-hmm. go back and look it up because
right.
for some reason there are some words that, I don't know, I have this mental block. And then there are other words in the English language where there are two different acceptable variations
yes.
of spelling the same word. And those a lot of times those are the ones that trip me up. I think, does that have two L's or one? And right. I look it up. Either one is acceptable.
Yeah, like color could have a U in it.
Depending on where you're from.
Right.
Yes, now, good.
See, I grew up watching Canadian Sesame Street
mm-hmm.
because we had an antenna.
Oh, when Big Bird was out and about?
Yes, yeah. And I learned to spell a whole bunch of words the Canadian way.
Right.
And I got to school, and they're like, no, that's wrong. I'm like, but the TV said, the TV was wrong. The TV can't be wrong. Yeah, so.
We were just talking about this last night. About how you used to watch the hockey games, the Hockey Night in Canada games,
yeah.
and you could watch them in French Canadian.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, the whole broadcast would be in French.
Mm-hmm.
And and the one word that I learned watching those hockey, the Montreal games, uh-huh. The one word that I learned was, you know, they'd be rattling off the play by play in French, and then some player would go off the ice to the penalty box, and they'd say he was going off for obstruction, and I'd say. Interference. I know that one. Obstruction is interference.
The rest of them is penalty words, and then
the rest of you just it's like this.
The Swedish Chef.
Swedish Chef,
except he's speaking French.
Play, right?
Yes.
Just watch the action and yeah.
I know what it was. I was going to say.
Say
you were talking about the weddings.
Oh yeah,
and I played a Scottish Jewish wedding one time,
mm-hmm.
and so the Scotsmen were in their kilts. The Jewish people were in their things,
mm-hmm.
and the highlight of the wedding was the Scotsman having the woman in the chair, up in the air, going,
Hava Nagila?
Yeah, in their kilts.
In the kilts. Hava Nagila in
yes,
kilts.
Yes.
That's perfect.
I played that with Ralph Fava, the guy that owned the Lockport Music Center.
Sure.
It was one of the gigs I played with him in his wedding band.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a memorable one.
Yeah. We shall soon not forget that. Well, you know, I did forget it, but I remembered again.
All the old traditional Italian weddings
mm-hmm.
And the old Polish weddings with the the chipina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all those traditions. I don't know that still happens at weddings anymore.
I don't know. I haven't been to a wedding in a while.
The generations that grew up with that.
Yeah.
I think that's...
Times are changing.
Now they're playing Polka Face, right?
That's right. We'll be back with Trivia Teaser after this.